Sa paghayag ng nalalapit na pampederal na halalan, pinaalalahanan ng Australian Electoral Commission ang mga taong siguruhing sila'y nakarehistro para makaboto. Para sa maraming migrante at di-Ingles ang tubong wika, dito ganun kadali. Ang detalye sa ulat ni Andrea Nierhoff na isinalaysay sa wikang Filipino. Ayon sa Australian Electoral Commission, halos 1 milyong botante ang nawawala o hindi kabilang sa tala. Sinabi ni Joe Caputo, pinuno ng Federation of Ethnic Communities Council of Australia o FECA, naniniwala siya na malaking bahagi ng mga nawawala mula sa talay mula komunidad migrante. Marami anyang nais lumahok sa halalan, ngunit marami ang di alam kung paano gawin ito.
I think some of the reason is purely not knowing where to go, or they missed out on getting the appropriate information. I think that most people, once they know that they're on the roll, they're quite keen to vote and to be participant in the democratic electoral system. I think that in some areas, particularly in the Senate and other areas, in the past used to be very difficult to vote. But now with the new system, the new Senate system, I think it will be the right moment for the Australian Electoral Commission to really undertake a major community information program to ensure that no one in our communities that are not part of, you know, the democratic electoral process.
Sang-ayon ng CEO ng Multicultural Council of Tasmania, Anna Reynolds, maraming Australiano anya ang nais lumahok, ngunit nagkukulang sa mga pamamaraan at kaalaman.
Our experience is that people that do become citizens are pretty aware of the fact that voting is one of the benefits that comes from being a citizen. It can be exciting, but it can also be a bit confusing, and people may not realise the difference even between state and federal and different houses of parliament and different boundaries. So I think that there's certainly room for there to be more citizenship education for new citizens. We'd love to be doing more work with our members around understanding the Australian electoral system, but we haven't really had the resources to do that.
Sinagot ng tagapagsalita ng komisyon, Phil Diak, mayroong iba't ibang uri ng serbisyong maaaring ma-access sa iba't ibang wika. Anya ang sistema ay binuo upang maging madali para sa mga gagamit nito.
The AEC is still concerned that younger Australians, in fact all Australians who haven't enrolled to vote, that they do so. It is compulsory and it is easy to do. Newer Australian citizens may have enrolled at the time that they became Australian citizens and went to a citizenship ceremony, but they should make sure that they're correctly enrolled to vote. If they're not sure, they can go to the AEC website. There is information there in other languages, or you can call the AEC and you can have a three-way telephone call with an interpreter.
Ngunit ayon kay Joe Caputo ng FECA, walang punto ang mga opsyon kung di naman ito nababatid ng mga tao.
Unless a message gets to them that they can actually do it, even if there is a three-way system where they can, you know, speak in their own language and whatever, they will not contact the commission. So it needs to be more than just to have that facility. You know, you need to get the message across and say, look, we are here, and that has to be done through a multi-pronged strategy where you contact, you know, the local communities, you do put the ads in the different language newspapers, you do, you know, sort of inform multilingual, you know, radio programs. And so through a various medium, you're likely to get the greatest majority of people.